Good morning, Darcy.
G'day, Jamie. How are you going?
I'm good. So, mate, what happened last night?
Well, it was quite chaotic. There were several hundred demonstrators who spontaneously descended on the council meeting. Well, when I say spontaneously, it certainly wasn't organised by any of the elected representatives who've been sacked, either myself or the other mayors. And they simply didn't allow the meeting to proceed. Obviously, if there was any disrespectful or violent or threatening behaviour, I didn't witness any of it myself. But if there was, that's totally unacceptable. But I think Mike Baird, Casino Mike, as the young people refer to him these days, does need to accept that the undemocratic way that he has eliminated democracy in local communities across New South Wales is the primary cause of this reaction.
Were the police there?
The police were in attendance. They weren't needed. I don't think it was necessary for them to be there. It was actually conducted in a very boisterous but non-violent way. I certainly didn't feel threatened at any time. But it should be very clear now to Mike Baird and to Paul Toole that if they think that they're going to eliminate democracy in local communities, sack mayors and councillors across the state for no good reason, and that no one's going to notice, well, they've got another thing coming.
Darcy, where was this meeting held?
It was held at the former Marrickville Council Chambers in Petersham. And my understanding is that the meetings are going to rotate between Ashfield, Marrickville and Leichhardt for the foreseeable future.
And so, look, this was the first meeting of this new, newly amalgamated council, the Inner West Council. Richard Pearson is the administrator. Do we know what the council was going to be looking at last night before it was interrupted?
Council was due to address what committee system would be established. Myself, sorry, I've just got a frog in my throat.
You're forgiven.
Myself and the Mayor of Ashfield, the former Mayor of Ashfield, Lucille McKenna, and the former Mayor of Marrickville, Sam Iskander, as well as forming the elected Mayor's Council to provide a political counterbalance to the Baird-appointed regime, have also indicated to the administrator that we are willing to work constructively within the new committee system, primarily because we don't want to see services being disrupted and the very impressive infrastructure program that we've put together not proceeding. And so we want to make sure that local residents aren't damaged by what's occurred, and we're willing to work constructively with the administrator. Our beef is with Casino Mike and his government and the totally authoritarian, undemocratic way that they have gotten rid of local representatives.
If you just join me, I'm here on 2SER Breakfast with Darcy Byrne. He's the former mayor for Leichhardt, and he was there last night at this new Inner West Council meeting, which had to be abandoned as hundreds of protesters were there chanting. Apparently, there was, you know, a woman spitting. The police were there. It seems a bit full on. So this man, Richard Pearson, this administrator, what do you know about him, Darcy?
Well, he's a bureaucrat from the Department of Planning. And so I object to people targeting Richard personally. He's someone who's been appointed by the government to do a job. Our dispute is with Mike Baird being arrogant and hubristic enough to believe that he can come in and eliminate local democracy with no warning. I actually sat down with Minister Toole, the man who's refused to come on your program today, some months ago, myself and the other mayors, and made clear that while we were in opposition to their amalgamation plan, that we thought that if they were going to proceed with it, that democratically elected representatives should be left in place to oversee the transition. And Minister Toole gave us that guarantee explicitly that that would be the case. And as it's turned out, they've done exactly the opposite. Sacked all 36 elected councillors from across the Inner West, every mayor, and concentrated power in the hands of one person who they've handpicked. Now, by anyone's measure, that is a coup. That is an undemocratic process. And they should have known better, because there's a very long tradition here in the Inner West of Sydney of dissent, of robust debate, of political opposition to authoritarian measures. And it was totally predictable that this sort of thing would occur at the first meeting. There's only one way to address it, and that's to reinstate democracy as soon as possible.
So, Darcy, how is it going to work? You've got this administrator, Richard Pearson. Generally speaking, council business comes before a council. You have, say, your eight councillors and your mayor, and you sit down, you discuss, you might have a bit of argy-bargy, and you come out with outcomes. Is there going to be a council structure, or is it just going to be this man, Richard Pearson, making decisions?
There's a requirement for public meetings to be held in the same way that they were previously. It's just that now only one person gets a vote. And last night, obviously, there were no votes conducted because the noise in the room was so overwhelming and the chanting and protesting was so boisterous that it wasn't possible to conduct the business. And so Mr. Pearson adjourned the meeting. I don't want to see that occur on a regular basis. I think we need to make sure basic services continue to function at the council. But I do think that Mike Baird's got to take some responsibility here. Power's gone to his head. It's just extraordinary that he thought he could get away with installing little mini dictatorships across New South Wales for the next 18 months when he'd given no indication previously that that would be the case. And where these problems are occurring, and I expect that they will continue to occur in lots of places, the Premier's got to acknowledge that it's as a result of him having deceived people and lied openly to the people of New South Wales.
Darcy, when's the next publicly held council meeting set to be?
I'm not certain about that. It should be due in a month's time. Obviously, there's business from last night's council meeting which will need to be implemented. Normally, the mayor of a council has delegated authority to act as the council in between meetings and can make decisions. In this case, I'm not sure if that's what the administrator will be doing, but it is going to be difficult to run a functioning government if this level of chaos continues. And so I think Mike Baird's got to step in and put forward a plan for how it's going to be dealt with.
Will you be at the next meeting?
Yeah, I intend to constructively contribute to all meetings. Myself and the other mayors and elected councillors who were in attendance last night were not there to protest. We intended to speak to the items that were on the agenda. I certainly intended to put my very strong view that what had occurred was an outrage in terms of the abolition of democracy. But I do want to contribute constructively because, in the end, this is not about the politicians. The importance of local government is that it delivers services that local people need and it advocates on their behalf. And none of those things can occur if meetings can't even take place.
Do you imagine that the protesters will be rocking up to the next set of council meetings?
I think that's highly likely, yes. And I do think that there will be growing widespread dissent throughout the Inner West about the authoritarian way that Casino Mike has conducted himself here. And the government needs to step in and provide some support and a plan for the administrator about how the Inner West, which is 185,000 people, is going to be governed over the next 18 months, because the approach that they've taken of just chopping off the heads of all of the mayors and councillors is what resulted in the chaos last night, and that can't be allowed to continue.
Excellent. All right. Well, Darcy, good luck with it. Look, I'm going to see if I can get in touch with Richard Pearson. Perhaps we'll get him on the program tomorrow.
Okay. Well, be gentle with him. He had a tough time last night.
I know. It looks like it. Darcy Byrne, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.